Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Stiz, you have me intrigued. What's this rejoin?
Jay-Z song. It's actually a very famous song. This is when he dissed Nas.
Oh, yeah, back in the day. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was the old
battle. Not famous enough, apparently.
WEEI Afternoons. So we had the idea. We're going to do a little draft here. Where myself, Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy Stevens, we're each going to draft four times, four rounds around, and you can draft players, any players, offensive quarterback, defensive player, skill player, whatever, coaches, assistant coaches, if you like Minter and the defense and all that. We're just going to go around with a little snake draft here. So, Dan Ball, get us underway.
All right. So, we picked the order in a very top secret, super secret, nobody saw how secret it was kind of way.
Perfect.
And with the first overall pick in the Patriots Chargers impact on the game snake draft, hailing from the South Shore, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Hey. We have Andy Hart going second, and Ted Johnson gets the wraparound pick third and fourth. So, snake draft, four rounds, first overall pick. To Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Nuts and bolts. I got screwed.
Oh, man. Ted, I feel so bad for you.
I know.
Ted, it was rigged.
Ted, on a scale of 0 to
10. Self-victimization.
That's right. On a scale of 0 to 10, I think I feel a 10 for you. I feel so badly.
Thanks, bro.
I appreciate that. And so with that pick, first overall, I'm going 10. Drake May, quarterback, the New England Patriots.
He did not. I think just go chalk. I think this is the way you do things in the sport of football. I'm going to go Justin Herbert because I think the quarterback is as important as anybody.
Yeah.
And
smart.
I'm not sure I trust this Patriots defense right now.
I'll take the Patriots coaches. Can I only take the coordinator or the head coach?
Yeah, you got to pick one. There's,
you know what? I'm going to take. Forget it. I'll take the head coach. I'm taking Vrabel.
You also have the wraparound picks. So you can double up.
And then I'll take Josh McDaniels then. How's that?
Nice. Wow. Like that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Coaches only matter 10%, but Ted just took two coaches. It's interesting there.
Unless they're good coaches, then they matter more.
So that means I have the fifth pick. So I'm going to tell the guy that I think has been the best Patriots offensive player for the better part of a month now. Ted had all kinds of stats. 9 yards a carry, 7 yards after contact. Yep. Give me Mondre, and Mondre, hold on to the damn football.
That's all. That's all you got to do.
If anyone makes it difficult for Drake May not to win his first playoff game and send the Foxborough faithful home in a bucket of sadness that they share with us on the Six Rings postgame show, live on WEEI from 11P to 2A with Fitzy and Hart, it's going to be my wraparound picks. Defensive coordinator Jesse Minter and all-world safety Derwin James Jr.
Ooh. Derwin James.
Wait a minute. How can you take? You can take. How did you get to pick two?
Because it went draft.
One, two, three, three, two, one. One, two, three.
So he's got six and seven. I'm on the clock at number eight. Ooh, you guys are missed. So we had a run on coaches here. Yeah.
I went Minter over Harbaugh.
Yeah, that's interesting there. I'm going to go with my guy, Milton Williams. I think Milton Williams is going to be the face and the athleticism of the defensive front, baby. Ted, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to take the I'm going to go with my guy, Steph Diggs. He beats zone coverage. They play a lot of zone coverage. I think he's going to be highlighted. I think it's going to be one of his bigger games. So give me Steph Diggs.
The average age of Ted's team is very high. He's
hey,
the
that's
team.
That's veterans in the playoffs, though, Andrew. Don't you forget that.
Our experience matters.
That's all right,
you got another one, Ted?
I do.
Yes.
So then I'm going to take
your last pick.
It's going to be Mr. Tooley, the interior defensive lineman.
Mr. 13 sacks.
13 sacks, the linebacker for the Chargers, who has 13 sacks, that guy.
There was only one person that I knew Andy Hart wasn't going to take, and it was that guy because he would have had to say his name.
Yep, I have no idea how to. I would have said Mr. 13 sacks. With the 11th pick, my final pick, I'm going to go, now I need a coach. And I think I got a pretty damn good coach. He's been to the Super Bowl. He's been to the national title game. And he's got them in the playoffs 2 years in a row. Oh, give me Jim Harbaugh.
Okay. All right.
Oh, boy. Man, this is an interesting pick. All right. I got a coach. I got a defensive player. I got an offensive player. Andy, there's part of me that wants to pick Scott Matlock. We want Matlock, the fullback for the Chargers.
Just 612-pound
just
fullback.
The big Scottish fullback. But no, instead, if the Patriots are going to win this game, I think it's going to be because of the running backs being able to get into space, catching short passes, and one guy that is great at taking a small leap and taking it to the house over a long haul is my guy, the one I freaked out on the Christian Arcane show when they drafted him. Travion, my touchdown son. They'll be six when you are done. Travion Henderson, running back, New England Patriots.
Okay, so now we know exactly what we go to, Dan Ball, right? Before we get, you can read the teams in a minute.
Yep.
The first thing when Pro Bowl rosters come out, what snubs, right? This is some interesting snubs or undrafted free agents. You ever heard of all-pro Pro Bowl cornerback Christian Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Yep.
12 picks? He did not get drafted in our little draft here. I find that
he
interesting.
He hasn't been spectacularo.
I'm not even sure he's the first corner on the roster that I would have drafted.
So if
If
I had taken a corner, it was going to be Marcus Jones because I sneaky, then you can steal the punt returns in case he has a big punt return.
What if they put him on offense for one play?
You can go away from Christian Gonzalez.
Yep, you can. And they have
part of the value in him. But,
right. And you can have old man Keenan Allen work in Carlton Davis, and people have been working Carlton Davis a bit recently.
And I can't believe, Fitzy, you've lusted for this guy for 3.5 years.
Ladd McConkey.
Yeah. How did you not take Ladd McConkey?
He hasn't had a great second half of the season.
Wow.
I know. It was hard. I thought we were going to do more than four players. Eight players, he'd be mine.
Foxborough faithful, my ass. You guys jumped ship quick.
What rosters would you take? We're not going to draft rosters, but just what roster would you take?
Chargers.
Yeah, I think I think
I would take the Patriots because of Drake May. I just, to me, he just overcomes so much.
There's not supposed to be, if he's great, like, there's not supposed to be much of a drop. Herbert's supposed to be up there.
I don't want to.
But also, guys, I've seen enough. I took Derwin James over Khalil Mack. Mack, for all we know, could be the guy Monday. Yeah. We're talking about Mack Sack Attack, baby.
He's on hold 17 right now.
Absolutely. He's the C on his chest, and he's still Khalil Mack, but he doesn't play like the guy that, you know, when he was in Chicago after he got traded, he was unstoppable for a while there. He changed games. But I think that's it. So let's do a quick rundown here.
Yeah.
Fitzy, you want to do it? Dan Ball, you got him or you want me to
do it? I got it.
Okay.
So Fitzy had the number one pick. He ends up with Drake May, Jesse Minter, Derwin James, Travion Henderson. So you got a coach, you got a quarterback, you got a defensive player and a running back. Very even. Andy Hart, Justin Herbert, Ramondre Stevenson, Milton Williams, Jim Harbaugh. So you got a quarterback, a running back, a defensive player, and a coach. Ted Johnson is leaning on the veteran experience.
Yep.
You got two of the best coaches in the league, Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, and then wide receiver Stephon Diggs, and our guy Tooley, the outside linebacker, who I'm not even going to try to pronounce. So I thought it was interesting. Five roster players from the Patriots, only three from the Los Angeles Chargers, and there was a 7-5 favoring of the Patriots overall out of the 12 picks.
Well,
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1-50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
we do cover this team and so
homers.
Small majority.
No, but I thought it was an interesting answer to, well, which roster would you prefer that we ended up with those numbers? It's close, as you knew it was going to be, and we are a station that covers the Patriots a lot. Ted happened to play for the Patriots, if you didn't know, but just some interesting numbers to come out of it.
And there's a couple, like, Omarion Hampton and Travion Henderson were probably the two favorites for offensive rookie running backs of the year to start the year. And then Hampton's been hurt, and even this week he's been hurt, missing practice. If his year had played out differently, he might have been a selection. He could have been a star.
And obviously a favorite probably of Drake May as well, since they went to the same school.
Absolutely. What do you guys think of Greg Roman as a coordinator?
I think he's good.
I think he's excellent at run design. I think he designs runs as good as any coordinator does in the NFL.
Okay.
I know that it's not sexy, that, you know, but
so
know
when he had Kaepernick and Frank Gore going a little over a decade ago, he was unstoppable.
Yeah, he's just creative,
but how so?
Unique.
Because like everybody,
a lot of pulling.
Okay, that's
guards,
yeah.
Which you don't see a lot anymore because you never see pulling guards in college. So they just to have a guard pull or a tackle pull in the NFL is like, wow, you're asking them to do something they've never done before, kind of. And he did it. It's a very hard scheme. They missed. They do what we call they do fake reads where they pull guards a certain way and to give you the illusion they're going that way,
and actually
but it's really going the opposite way, which can really mess up the linebacker.
Oh,
so very, very creative run schemes that Greg Roman used to, I think, come up with.
So Robert Spillane could be running the wrong way at some point.
He could be.
Also, don't forget, the tackles are nothing to write home about if you still write home.
So that.
Whereas the guards, like Zion Johnson, Mekhi Becton, those are some big
boys. But you know what? That's where you go back to. So they got big guards, right? Patriots got $190 million invested in defensive tackles and maybe have Tonga in the mix as well. So
did you just give a sniff like you're playing?
No, not like I'm playing, but, you know, at some point we are the home of Patriots Monday. We are covering this team. We do benefit if they win and we get to do Patriots Monday next week and talk about another game the fall. I'm rooting for the Patriots to win. Yes, I'm rooting for the Patriots. Yes.
It'd be great if those guys, I mean, look, you're gonna need to keep him contained because he's very, very good when he leaves the pocket, running the ball or also passing out of the pocket. So you need pressure up the middle if you can get it.
Milton Williams, that's why I drafted him with my third pick. And the other thing with Herbert, when he scrambles, he's got some Josh Allen. He'll run you over. He's not, like, looking to get out of bounds or looking for the quick slide.
Good. Go ahead. Bring it.
There's some of that. Because I watched a game a couple weeks ago. Brady was doing the game, and it was driving Brady nuts. He was, like, cringing. He's like, he's got to get down. Well, he shouldn't take these hits. He shouldn't be doing this.
You know, part of it is the offensive line, and part of it, you know, the fact that they lead the NFL in time of possession. They're excellent in third down conversions. They keep the ball away from the other team a lot of times because of his ability to run for first down. So, but I see Herbert, and I see a frenetic coach or player. I see a frenetic guy, kind of like Josh Allen, trying to do too much.
Yep.
He's running around back there, but I don't know, man. I just think he's kind of poised to make a mistake when he's in that frame of mind. That's all.
It interests me that you don't think as much of Justin Herbert.
I don't.
I know that's coming. Coming through, and he's a guy that part of that, I think, is he's 0-2 in the playoffs, and you know it's taken him a while to kind of he was sort of anointed the great quarterback before he had really done anything to prove he was.
Miami
the great
still wishes they took him.
I feel like he plays like he's got a lot of pressure on him. Like there's just this pressure, and he's trying to do too much, is what it feels like.
I also brought this up yesterday, and it really should have no bearing, but the graphic everybody's using to promote this game, the NFL, I don't know if you've seen it. It's Drake May holding a football out in front of him, and he looks clean cut, looks like a quarterback, a leader. Justin Herbert's next to him, and it looks like disheveled hair, like he missed his alarm, and they told him, you got a photo shoot, you idiot. It's right now. Throw some pads on and stand out there. Just... I know that shouldn't matter and it doesn't matter, but the look of it is one looks like cool, calm, collected leader ready to tear out your heart and win a football game, and the other looks like your surfer dude from high school is just like, man, showing up to make some plays, dude. Hope we win.
Well, maybe that's his normal state.
It kind of is. I think he seems a little nonplussed at times. Just like, let's, in a lot of ways, like he may play a little more frenetically, but he too seems like someone that doesn't, not a lot of histrionics, not a lot of overacting on the field. And he was trending towards his best season until the injury bug got the best of him. But if the hand doesn't hinder too much on Sunday night, he'll be ready to go.
All right, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for odds and ends. And apparently, we've reached the point where it's all fair and love and war to joke about Patriots controversies, Patriots scandals, including if you maybe took part in some of those scandals. What did Tom Brady say, and how did we feel about it? That's up next on Odds and Ends on WEEI.